a good choice to make, too, to follow after the Lord and walk in His ways.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, great song there. Phil Wickham on Kinship Radio and Mornings with Ryan and Beth. It's a good day. It's Friday. I know we're looking forward to a great weekend, but here we are sitting here on this day.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to ask a question, Ryan. What day is it?
What day is it? Well, we're going to find out.
Okay.
There's, you know, in the middle and the end of February, it starts to get kind of dreary. Yeah, you really need something to celebrate.
Sure.
So we look to the calendar and see, is there any holidays today? Of course there are. Of course there's holidays today.
Okay.
They're not the big ones.
Sure.
But they're still worth celebrating. So we got two today that are real. They're holidays. I have them on this list. And then I made a third one up. And you and Beth are going to try to guess which day is the fake day. This is what day is it? The mm-hmm. what day is it game.
Yes.
We do it every morning. For good or for worse.
Okay.
So today we got National Cozy Slippers Day.
Ah.
Cozy slippers.
Mm.
I'm not really a slippers guy.
You know, it needs to be the right slipper.
It's just more work putting them on. I've got socks. I'm good. I don't need to find extra shoes. The only time I wear slippers is if I have to go outside to do something I don't want to put on my shoes.
Precisely.
Which doesn't happen very often. But
you have to take off socks to put on slippers?
I don't know. I guess the whole idea is you just slip them on. I just don't go outside.
Oh, okay.
And I like my shoes.
Okay.
So
I have no problem.
I'm making
with
no
socks
sense.
And slippers, so I have no problem with that.
I'm making no sense, but for some reason, I don't like slippers.
Okay. It has to be the right slipper for me, but okay. I do appreciate a cozy slipper.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay.
So then we also have National Grain-Free Day.
Okay.
Embracing wholesome alternatives to grain-free and some celebrating that.
Okay.
For those who don't really do the grains.
Okay.
I guess.
Sure.
And then we have National Sticky Bun Day.
Now, that's a day I can get behind.
That's a day.
Mm.
The deliciousness.
Cinnamon.
Well, now does it have to
bread.
Be cinnamon?
Well,
it
I
could be
know.
Like caramely, too. I don't know.
You could do both.
Yeah.
Yeah. Glaze,
yeah.
Butter. Let's just ponder the goodness yeah. that is a good sticky bun.
National Sticky
mm-hmm.
Bun Day.
I like it. So,
not me over here Googling to make sure the day I think is the fake day.
Okay. Uh huh. We're stalling.
No, we're good. We're good. I figured it out.
You got it?
Out.
Okay.
Yep, I'm good.
Fine. Fine. Okay. So obviously. I'm in support of a National Sticky Bun Day. I mean, this has some traction with me.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, definitely. I can't say I would run very fast on Sticky Bun Day because you know where those sticky buns would go. Yes, there's that.
Sorry.
So it's okay. I'm glad I had that effect on you.
I like some of the other names here, like monkey bread. Have you ever had monkey bread?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa, yeah. Love,
whoa,
love,
stuff.
love. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. National Grain-Free Day. I can understand the day.
Yeah. It's hard to celebrate those two together.
You can't. You can't. And I personally, I would have a problem with a grain-free day. You know, it's
yeah.
like those diets that, you know, are like low carb.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, and I know you're on one.
Yeah.
And I have been on them.
Uh-huh.
But every time I have done them, I get to this point where I say, okay, the word says that man cannot live on bread alone, which tells me man can have bread.
Yeah.
So
it's a choice.
Yeah, exactly. So but there are people out there that I think do this, so
I
sure.
will say the culinary world has come a long way in that I had bread for breakfast this morning.
Really?
It had almost no carbs in it. There's like carb-free bread.
Yeah.
Which you're like, what chemicals and foam am I eating? But it was a pretty good facsimile of green bread.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I've been on a no-carb diet before and have tried some stuff, so it's just
yeah.
not my thing.
Right.
And then cozy slippers,
cozy
like I said, I'm always
that.
For a good cozy slipper.
Give your feet a nice warm hug.
Mm, yeah, warm hug for your feet. Okay, but which day's not today?
Yeah.
Hmm. I know which one I want to be today. Mm-hmm. That'd be door number three.
I was going to say, pretty clear we love the sticky bun idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now I'm really hungry, too. Okay. Just because I can see it being a thing, I'm going to call National Grain Free Day safe. We're gonna take that out of the picture. So we're going to argue.
Kind of regrettably so.
I know. Not my thing, but somebody's thing. So we're going to argue cozy slippers or sticky buns. That's a really hard argument. Okay, I'm going to do this.
All right.
I'm going to go with the thing that I love more and call it safe, and that would be the sticky bun day.
Right.
So I'm going to say that you made up National Cozy Slippers Day.
Well, Beth, you're going to go into the weekend with a win.
Oh, yes. Yay me.
There is no Cozy Slipper Day.
Not at all.
I don't think so.
Really?
Yeah, this is a made-up one.
Really?
But, it's National Grain Free Day.
Okay.
If I don't know that anyone's celebrating that. Maybe more like recognizing it. Yeah, I like my grains. I wish I had them back.
I know.
And it is National Sticky Bun Day. So how quickly can we get one? The clock starts now. No.
We're both watching our weight right now, so don't do it. Don't do it.
It would be, yeah, thank you. Who else here can eat that? Because we can't.
No. Don't do it.
Now, coming up next week, you are not going to be here for a week.
I will not be here for 1 week. That's correct.
So I'll be pulling in some people.
Mm-hmm.
My dad's on a plane right now. Here's In His Hands from Dan Bremner's Kinship Radio Mornings with Ryan and Beth.